Florida State University's faculty have been some of the most vocal critics against the school's presidential search. Faculty Union President Jennifer Proffitt says the search committee agreed on getting a president with strong academic credentials, but it's not panning out that way.
You know, search committees or search firms set deadlines so that people know when they can apply by, and that wasn't done. And the criteria that the search committee had voted on in April was not followed.
There is no deadline for FSU's search. Strong academic credentials don't appear on the job advertisement, and that item is listed among the other qualifications. Leadership, legislative experience, and fundraising, even university loyalty, are rated higher, leading to allegations the search has been rigged to favor just one candidate, State Senator John Thrasher.
That's a tough question. I think that there have been signs, evidence all along that something was happening. So we've known from the beginning that, you know, that Senator Thrasher was interested in the position. And again, it's not about him, it's about the process.
When the search committee named Thrasher its sole interviewee, about 10 applications had already been submitted, including high-level administrators at the University of North Texas and the respected Oak Ridge National Research Laboratory. There's also a former CEO of the Washington Post Company. The consultant hired to recruit candidates, Bill Funk, has said the prospect of Thrasher's candidacy has kept other well-qualified applicants from submitting.
And again, many things have been written about him. That's been the seems to be the topic of discussion both locally and even nationally. So it's not as though, as a public figure, he's unknown.
Well, it's almost looking like a done deal.
The First Amendment Foundation's Barbara Peterson says FSU has conducted the search in the open and in compliance with the state's open government sunshine law. She says just because the process has been open does not necessarily mean it's been fair. And she points to the search committee's vote to interview Thrasher, who hadn't applied for the job at the time.
Claiming that no one else will apply because this person is considered so much of a shoe-in that they don't want to apply. I see it really as a subversion of the process.
The presidential search is the latest in a series of high-profile issues at Florida State University in the past 6 months. The school is still facing blowback for its handling of sexual assault allegations against its star quarterback and a failed push led by Senator Thrasher to split the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering.
Their integrity is being called into question. And what they should have learned is that, you know, circling the wagons, trying to protect and control the release of information, it doesn't work.
But Alan Bentz, chairman of Florida State University's Board of Trustees, says he disagrees with that characterization.
Clearly, I don't think there is. I think, number one, we have the number one football team in the country. So we've got a little bit of a target, a bullseye on our back. The FSU engineering issue is, I don't understand how that can draw attention to our integrity. I don't get that. We want to be one of the top 25 universities in America.
And Bent says the university's search committee is in a catch-22 when it comes to what to do with Thrasher.
Help me a little bit. How do we get over that? I mean, you tell me how we get through that. I'm not being feisty. I'm just saying, I don't know how to get through that.
Bent says just because Thrasher has an interview does not mean he'll get the job. He points to the recent hiring of Florida Atlantic University's new president, who beat out two state politicians for the gig, former U.S. Senator George Lemieux and State Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater.
I can tell you, if the president of Harvard University says, I'm going to apply at FSU, you can rest assured, Len, that will get my attention. I mean, that's an A player. I'm exaggerating, but the door's wide open. But the problem is, and again, help me if you have a better idea, as long as the perception is out there that it's Senator Thrasher's, the pool of talent to be the next president is going to be thin, you know?
Thrasher will be interviewed at FSU on June 11th. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.